This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Big box retailers, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a bill in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. Senate Bill 1838 would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, visit handsoffmyrewards.com and tell them to oppose credit card routing legislation. Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
This video is brought to you by Xero, business accounting software that has all the time-saving tools you need to grow your business. Import bank transactions, send invoice reminders, pay your staff, and drive profitability through Xero projects. Whether in the office or on the go using the easy-to-use mobile app, you can run your business with ease, even if you don't have much of an accounting background, like me. Xero also allows you to invite your own accountants and bookkeepers to help you meet all your tax obligations for that extra feel of security. By signing up using the specific link in the description, you will receive 50% off your first 3 months. Quick and easy to set up, cancel at any time, with free 24-hour support, add as many users as you wish, and with no hidden fees, there's no excuse you shouldn't sign up for Xero today. Over 3.7 million people already trust Xero with all their accounting needs. So remember, that's 50% off your first 3 months. Quick and easy to use accounting and round-the-clock customer assistance. That's Xero with an X. Link is in the description.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Blues Focus. My name's Josh. Today we're going to discuss the current transfer rumours regarding Birmingham City. The transfer window coming up Friday at 11 p.m. I think it's now time to look at the nitty-gritty end of it, where we're going to be bringing in a few players that maybe we don't need, but maybe we'll need to bring in just for the squad depth. So we'll just go through each player that we're currently rumoured with, a bit of detail about them, what they might have done in the past, what kind of player they are and where they're coming from and stuff like that. And we'll go from there. So as you would have seen last night, which was announced by Fabrizio Romano, Emmanuel Awu has had a £3 million fee agreed with ourselves. It originally was going to be a loan to buy, but apparently the two clubs have now agreed a £3 million fee. He's on his way to Birmingham today for a medical. So hopefully that will be announced in the next 24, 48 hours. And he will be a new player. He is from Cremonese. He is a right back slash centre back. But again, right sided player that will give us support that side. If we go to a back five, he can play on the right hand side, or he could be a backup for Ethan Laird. 22 years old and at 6'1". He's not the tallest, but he's going to be taller than Ethan Laird. And he just brings that little bit of height that allows us to defend up high against those teams that want to play long. But he's also quick with the ball at his feet. Very fast player. So he's also good when the ball's down low. And he's not scared to get stuck into a tackle, to be fair. He's the Austrian Youth League Under-18s champion. So he knows how the winning mentality. He knows how to win trophies. And he's done it before, which is very much what we need to be bringing in at the moment, is players that know how to win. We've had a very few last few years where we've very much struggled with that department. We've not had very many winning players. And like you look at Plymouth the other day, that ability to keep going to the 95th minute and to get a winner. Last few years, we'd have been 2-1, 3-1 down by the 95th minute. half the stadium would have been empty, but the stadium at the moment is absolutely rocking. Our home and away, selling out every game we've had. So it's a good following by the Blues fans, and they're showing us on the pitch why we should be following them home and away. So it's a very good start to the season, and I think just a few couple of players extra, that maybe a couple of these that we mentioned, just bringing them in maybe allow us to have that little bit extra depth just to go and push for whatever the project is, whether it's promotion, playoffs, top half finish, just better than last season, better than what we've been having, not on relegation battle. I don't think we're going to be having that with these new owners. I don't think they'd be happy. And I've got complete faith in John Eustace, so see where he goes with that. Next up, as reported by NTT20 Pod, we're also interested in Jay Stansfield, upfront partner last season. Sam Nombe from Exeter City, centre forward, 24 years old, fast on the ball, knows how to finish. I've seen some of his goals. He can finish from all sorts. He's good in the air with his head, good at the floor with his feet, good at distance, good up close. Played 46 games last season, scoring 17 goals. So he could be the 10 to 15 goals a season player that we need. And he very much worked well with Jay Stansfield last season. They got quite a few goals between them. I think it was 28 in total between the two of them. So bringing that into the team again, the winning mentality. They got Exeter promoted, I believe. And yeah, he's someone up there that with the right people around him, he's a very good player in the centre of the park. I think he'd work well with Dembele and Anderson. You bring Dembele, Anderson and Nombe in the middle. And I think he draws them players out for to allow the wingers to come in, or he's very good at finding the space. So he could very much be, when we've got Anderson or Dembele running down the wing, he's very much in the box on his own. Stick the ball in the air, let him header, let volley, whatever he wants to do, and I'm sure we'll find some goals come in. Next up, as reported by Sports Peter, Jonathan Panzer from Nottingham Forest. Centre-half, 24 years old. This one would be a loan, I believe. Don't think we're looking at purchasing fully. It would definitely be a loan move. Which, to be fair, we've still got four loans we can take. We've got only Jay Stansfield coming at the moment. I think that there may be potential over the next couple of days. We do look at a couple of loans. If not, it would be January. I think we'd be looking at the loan market where we could just get a few players in to bring us to the end of the season. Obviously, people getting tired and injured and stuff like that. I think January would be the case of looking at the loan market. But Jonathan Panzer could be one coming in. He's an under-17s World Cup winner and the two-time under-18 English Youth League winner. So again, someone else that knows how to win. That has that winning mentality. And in his mind, he sits there going, I can win. We've got to win. And that's the players we need. We need the players with the mentality of no matter what we have to do, we need to be getting those 3 points. We need to be winning the matches. Not giving up when the other team are going 1-0 up or equalising. We very much need the players that are going, okay, they're 1-0 up, we'll win 2-1. Or, oh, it's 1-1 in the 80th minute, we're going to win. We haven't had them players for a few years, and I think we need them players now. The mentality that the whole club are now bringing, we are very much looking at only them kind of players. Jonathan Panzo played 29 games last season in the Skybet Championship with Coventry City. So he was part of the team that got into the playoff final. So again, he knows how to get to the top of the league. It was unfortunate in the final that they didn't win, but maybe bringing someone in the caliber that has made the playoff final, because we haven't got many of those players. You look at Tyler Roberts, he got promoted with Leeds as champion. Ethan Laird has played in the Premier League, but never been promoted to the Premier League. We haven't got many players that have been promoted. I think we need to get a couple of those in that know the experience of being in the playoff final, that if we were to somehow miraculously make it, that would be able to just be like, lads, you need to be calm, collected. Don't play any differently just because it's a playoff final. And I think he could be a player that could bring that in, and he could lead from the back and work really well with Sanderson and along. He's very much similar to them, his style of play. He's strong in the air, strong on the ground, strong in general. He's got a good attack inside of him. He can find passes. And I think he's definitely someone that would be brought in that would influence the team rather than just being an extra player kind of thing. Next up, we've got Ben Johnson from West Ham. Right back, 23 years old, won the Conference Cup with him last season, so he's got European experience. 29 times in the Prem, 17 in the Prem last season, 6 in Conference, so he's not necessarily just a backup at West Ham. He's playing regularly. And to bring in someone like himself that's got that experience in Europe, and he's also an under-21 European champion. So to bring in a person that's got winning mentality, not only in Europe with his club, but also his country. I think bringing a player like that in at a young age that he is, at 23, I feel like you've got a 5-year contract that you bring him in and you're going to have him for a few seasons and maybe his value goes up. Maybe he's not a championship player, maybe he is a Premier League player. But we're going to need them players if we're looking at going up. Source 90 reported this the other day. It could be in the fee for a couple million. But again, it could also be a loan option. It does have to be see what they, West Ham, want from him. Obviously, knowing that their owners are our old owners. But seeing what happens there, I'm not necessarily sure that we need him. But at the end of the day, backup for Ethan Laird would be a good option. But we don't want these players that are going to come in and be like, well, I'm playing in the Premier League, I need to be first. We need very much team working players, and I think he is a team working player. He'll play as the options he can, and he'll do the best he could. Next up, as reported by Peter O'Rourke from Via Footy Insider, is Gavin Kilkenny from Bournemouth, 23 years old, centre midfield. Had two loan spells last season at Stoke and Cheltenham. Unfortunately, only played 12 appearances because he did tear his MCL. And unfortunately, had a hip injury as well. So he didn't really play much due to these injuries. They are very big injuries and very serious injuries that take a lot of time to recover. Now, he's a very young mid-centre midfielder, that very much ball-playing midfielder. He likes to track back. He can attack. He can get the ball. He can pass. He can defend, score. He's a midfielder that can very much come in and help with Bielik and Sundjic. If they're tired, he's that kind of player that can play there. I feel like that what he would bring to the team would be just that extra depth in the defending, but also that extra depth in pushing to attack if we need to, if we're drawing 1-1, for example, someone just to come on to hold that defence and we're not going to concede, but also has the ability to turn it and attack and help us get a goal. The only thing that worries me about him is the fact that he did have that injury last season. It all depends. Is he 100% fit? Is it an injury that's going to keep reoccurring? We shall find out. But it's one of those we'll go from there.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Big box retailers, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a bill in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. Senate Bill 1838 would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, visit handsoffmyrewards.com and tell them to oppose credit card routing legislation paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Next up, we've got Andy Sakiri from Brighton and Hove Albion, 24 years old, valued at around £3.5 million. Sourced it from Charlie Gordon. He basically said there was ourselves, Leicester and Southampton interested in him. He is a very, very good centre forward, but he can also play left wing. He played 30 games and scored 11 goals for Basel last season. So he's very much playing at the top levels. He got 14 games and 5 goals in the Conference League as well. So again, another player to come in that's playing European football. You can't ask for anything more. They can't do any more than that. He's also been capped 8 times by Switzerland. So he's very much internationally as well, up there with the club. So if he was to come in, he's a player that would bring in that would be know how to finish. He knows how to score. He knows how to assist. He knows how to hold the ball up in the middle of the park. He's very good at using his strength. Bit like Djokovic, he's very good at getting that ball to him and feeding off other people, as well as them being the final product at the end. And I think someone like himself coming in, he'd work well as a two partnership with someone like Stansfield, someone like Nombe, someone like even Duke coming in and just having that partner with him that would be able to link up with him well, link up with the wingers and be there for the final product. As I said, scored 16 goals last season, 44 games, 15 goals a season. Again, someone we need. We haven't had a striker that scored that. Don't get me wrong, we've got Hogan and Juki, we've got Stansfield, we've got Cosgrove. I can't really see Cosgrove staying. I feel like he's going to be going out on loan. If not, he's going to be sold. We've got a few young players that are behind, but we've got no one that's there that we can sit there and say they're a 15, 20 goals a season player. I think Andy Sakiri would. I potentially believe that that one might be a loan rather than a purchase. But if it is a purchase at $3.5 million, that is an absolute bargain because he is a good quality player. Watched a few games from last season and he is what we need. Finally, sourced by Tribal Football is Reggie Cannon, who is currently a free agent as he's just left Boa Vista regarding money issues in his contract. He wasn't being paid. So he very much is someone we could bring in before the transfer window for free. 25-year-old, right back again. But he's a Gold Cup winner and a CONCACAF National League winner with the United States. So again, internationally knows how to play, knows what's needed. He can use that international experience of winning things with his country to help us. And obviously you get the American link with the owners. So he'll very much be... he'll be able to help us understand the owners more. Played 30 times last season, had a really good season. But like I said, he's only left Boa Vista because of the fact of they weren't paying their wages, so needed to move on. But bringing someone like Kiers Kalapur in on a free agent, maybe this could be one of those that we bring in where we wouldn't need the visa. I know there's been new rules this season where we can have three or four players without a visa. He might be one of those until we get it, just like we've got with Miyoshi. Bringing him in, someone that can allow us to go attacking, but also solid in the back. He's a very good defender, but he's also like Laird, where he likes to get forward. And that's what we need. We need players, like-for-like players. If we've got Laird that's bolting up the wing, running past Anderson on the right, crossing balls in, winning penalties like he did against Leeds, we don't want to then be replacing him the next game with someone that's just going to be scared to get past the halfway line and stay in their own half and not attack. We need someone that's going to come in and be like, right, that's what Laird's doing, I'll do the same. If he's running down the wing, I'm running down the wing. But they also need to then get back. He is a very good player for this, and I think he could be a good quality addition as a backup. But again, it's one of those where the last few years we haven't really had the depth in the squad. And I very much think this season that's what they're looking for. They're not necessarily looking for just quality players coming in, because that's what we've brought in so far. We brought in 10 players that have all had quality ability. We're not just looking at that. We're also looking at the squad depth. So you look at, we've got Cardiff in the cup. You're not going to play your first 11 against them. So looking at a second 11 that may be just as good, just as worrying, just as strong, that are going to make people go, okay, Birmingham City, we need to take them seriously this year. The last 5-6 years, we've been the laughing clowns of the Skybet Championship, of English football. That now changes. I believe we now become a threat to everyone. We are now the team that people are worrying about. You look at all the predictions before the season started. Birmingham City to finish bottom. Birmingham City to finish in the bottom three. We are currently third. I know it's early days in the championship. We are currently third unbeaten in the championship. No one would have predicted this from the first four games for us. Not even myself. Not even most of the Blues fans. We wouldn't have predicted this. This is now a turn of a new era that needs to stay, and the fans need to be backing as much as we can. I understand we've sold out Swansea, we sold out Leeds, we sold out Bristol, we sold out Plymouth, we sold out Cheltenham. Just had a notification to say that the Tilt and the Cop have now been sold out for the Cardiff game tonight. So we are selling out cup games as well. Not just the league, we are selling out cup games. That shows you the amount of passion in the Blues fans, the amount of dedication we are taking behind this club. It's now time for the club to do what they want. They're saying they're going to do. And so far this season, they have. So it's only positive days for us at the moment. We just have to keep our heads high. We're going to lose games. We're not going to go do an Arsenal go undefeated all season. We are potentially going to lose a game or two. That's where our fan base needs to stand behind our players. Stay there, support them, and stick with them. Don't let the heads drop like we have the last few years of seasons. It's a new era. Let's go. So thank you all for watching. Please do check out our social medias. We've got YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Coming soon, we will have a live Twitch, which will be live watch-alongs on there. So every game day, we will be on there an hour and a half before kickoff, just to do a pre-build-up of the match, discuss the team lineups, discuss our opponents, and discuss how the season's going so far. Then we will sit with yourselves and give you a live commentary and watch along with ourselves and the fans, just getting your input, getting your comments, and talking to yourselves about regarding the match as it's happening. And then we'll be doing a half an hour to an hour after the match where we'll discuss the match, discuss the league, discuss everything going around Birmingham City. So we do ask if you can pop over to Twitch. Just follow us on Blues Focus on all social media platforms. Have a lovely day. And keep right on.
This video is brought to you by Xero, business accounting software that has all the time-saving tools you need to grow your business. Import bank transactions, send invoice reminders, pay your staff, and drive profitability through Xero projects. Whether in the office or on the go using the easy-to-use mobile app, you can run your business with ease, even if you don't have much of an accounting background, like me. Xero also allows you to invite your own accountants and bookkeepers to help you meet all your tax obligations for that extra feel of security. By signing up using the specific link in the description, you will receive 50% off your first 3 months. Quick and easy to set up, cancel at any time, with free 24-hour support, add as many users as you wish, and with no hidden fees, there's no excuse you shouldn't sign up for Xero today. Over 3.7 million people already trust Xero with all their accounting needs. So remember, that's 50% off your first 3 months. Quick and easy to use accounting and round-the-clock customer assistance. That's Xero with an X. Link is in the description.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
There's always something new and exciting happening in Montgomery County, Maryland. Join podcaster and business leader Kelly Leonard and me, Bob Levy, on another episode of Something to Talk About, where we speak with industry leaders making an impact in our county.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around, you've got your McNugget share box ready to go, your mates are already booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.